Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and Merry Christmas! You're listening to Daily Hope.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, we bring our series called Behold, the Best News Ever to a close. In this final lesson, Rick looks into the Bible and shares the good news that God really wants us to behold this Christmas. Before we get started, we want to let you know that very generous friends of the ministry are offering a $100,000 matching grant. That means that every dollar you give right now to help Daily Hope share the hope of Jesus around the world will be matched up to $100,000, making your gift go twice as far. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Behold, the Best News Ever.
Can you imagine being one of the soldiers who put Christ to death? And you're walking down the street one day in Jerusalem, all of a sudden he's there, he's back. That would be weird to see the guy that you know you just killed. So Jesus didn't just immediately go back to heaven. Lots of people saw him and talked to him. And one time he did a cookout for breakfast out at the Sea of Galilee for a bunch of people. After 40 days of giving people proof, and everybody, then hundreds of thousands of people came to Christ almost instantly. Jesus gave these last instructions before he goes back to heaven. Next verse. Then Jesus told them, okay, now, go to all people everywhere and make them my disciples. Teach them to do everything I've shown you. Jesus never asked us to do something he hadn't already modeled. And behold, there's another behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. That's a good behold. This is a comforting fact to behold and think about that no matter what happens in 2022, he says, behold, I am with you always. Did you know that God is always with you? That Jesus is always with you? So I don't always feel him. Jesus is not a feeling. Feelings come and go. Whether you feel him or not, it's irrelevant. He's always with you. You are never lonely by yourself when you realize God says, I am with you all the time. Jesus is always watching you. He's always waiting with you. He's always with you. And that's a comforting thing to know, that I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And I know that no matter what I go through this next year, I'm not going through it alone. And I can turn to God in any moment. Now, in Acts chapter 1, it says this, when Jesus had finished speaking these things, they beheld him being taken up into the sky until they could no longer see him past the clouds. This is called the ascension. He's going back up to heaven. It says, as they continued to gaze at the sky, two men dressed in white appeared, likely angels. One said, why are you still staring at the sky? This same Jesus that you just saw taken from you up into the heaven will return one day in the same way that you saw him leave, in the same way that you saw him leave. Now, this leads us to the fourth part of God's story. Okay, and here's number four. Here's the fourth thing you need to think about this Christmas. Behold, God's plan for the universe and for you isn't finished yet. It's not done. Jesus will return to complete God's plan and take us to heaven. Now, if he comes in our lifetime, that'll happen that way. If he comes in after we've already dead and we're already in heaven, it'll be forever those who are there. But Jesus said, I am going to come back in the same way. On the night before Jesus was crucified, he got all of his followers together and he wanted to say some words of comfort, knowing that they were going to watch him be tortured and crucified. And he said this in John 14. Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house in heaven are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. And Thomas said to Jesus, Lord, we don't know where you're going, and we don't know the way. And Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way. I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I'm betting my life that Jesus Christ is not a liar. What are you betting your life on? Well, I just feel feelings are highly unreliable. What you better have more than just a feeling for the rejection of your Savior. Jesus said, I am the way. No one comes to the Father except through me. And he said, if I go, I'll come back. Did he go? Yeah, he went. He's coming back one day. How's that going to happen? Well, John, Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 says this, behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, and all the tribes of the earth shall gaze upon him. People go, how's the world going to end? I'll tell you how it's going to end, just like that. That's the end of history right there. We already know. I've read the last chapter of the book. I know how it's going to end. Now, John was one of the last of the original 12 disciples who followed Jesus Christ. He was the last one to die. He died in old age. He was put on a prison island, imprisoned on an island called the Island of Patmos in the Mediterranean Ocean by the Roman Empire, and he died as an old man. But before he died, he got a glimpse of heaven. And in Revelation chapter 21, God gave John a glimpse of what heaven is going to be like. Revelation 21, see that verse? Behold, God's home is now with his people. We're going to be with God forever in heaven. Behold, God's home is now with his people. He'll live with them forever, and they will be his family. And they will wipe away every tear. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. See, there's no sorrow, no sadness, no suffering, no sickness, no sin in heaven. There will be no more death. There will be no more grief or crying. There will be no more pain. For the old order of things will pass away. And God will say, behold, I'm making everything new. And all the things that have broken this planet, broken the economy, broken the weather, broken relationships, broken marriages, broken your bodies, everything on this earth is broken because of sin. But he says, I'm going to make it all new in heaven.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and Merry Christmas. Christmas is going to be here very soon. And Jesus said in Luke 14:23, go out into the highways and the countryside and urge everybody you find to come in so that my house will be full. Who are you thinking of to bring to your church? Maybe it's a friend or a neighbor, or maybe your accountant or the person who rings up your groceries at the local market. Whoever it is, I want to challenge you to be a light at Christmas and invite them to services at your church.
If you want to make your time in prayer the best it can be, then you're going to want to get a copy of the brand new 2022 Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This year's theme, Connecting with Jesus, the Source of Living Water, will help you tap into God's power and presence as you discover the keys to praying with passion and purpose. This hardcover journal features a soft touch cover and 235 beautifully designed pages filled with inspiring Bible verses, photos, and artwork. It's a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. As you use this journal, you'll be amazed at how faithful God is to answer your prayers. You'll be reminded every day how much God loves you and wants to be part of your life. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope reach people around the world with the hope of Jesus, we'll send you the all-new 2022 Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 to get your 2022 prayer journal and have your gift matched up to $100,000. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
See, there's no sorrow, no sadness, no suffering, no sickness, no sin in heaven. There will be no more death. There will be no more grief or crying. There will be no more pain, for the old order of things will pass away. And God will say, behold, I'm making everything new. And all the things that have broken this planet, broken the economy, broken the weather, broken relationships, broken marriages, broken your bodies, everything on this earth is broken because of sin. But he says, I'm going to make it all new in heaven. No more sadness, sorrow, suffering, sin, sickness. No more grief, no more trials, no more troubles, no more health problems. You won't be in heaven 5 seconds when you're going to realize, you know what? I gave too much of my focus on earth to things that didn't matter, to things that didn't last, to things that weren't going to matter for 10 years, much less for eternity. What was I thinking? This Christmas, in my challenge to you, behold the true message. This Christmas, I want you to get your focus off yourself. Get yourself focus off your problems. Get your focus off your worries. And behold how much God loves you, that he wants you to trust him, his son, Jesus Christ. C.S. Lewis once said, the only thing Jesus cannot be is moderately important. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. The only thing Jesus cannot be is moderately important. Because if he wasn't telling the truth, if he said, I'm God, if he's not God, come in human form, if he didn't live a perfect life, if he didn't die for your sins, you're gonna have to die for him. If he didn't rise from the dead, you know nothing about heaven and the afterlife, and in fact, your life doesn't matter. There's no point to your life. There's no purpose to your life. It's all false. If that isn't true, he's a fake, a phony, a con man, a fraud, and Christmas is the biggest hoax in history. And the world is celebrating with all of our Christmas traditions a giant hoax. It's all a lie. People say, well, you know, I think maybe Jesus was a good man. He couldn't be. He either has to be God or he's a fraud, one or the other. No good man will go around saying, I'm God, I'm the only way to heaven, I'm the way to have all your sins forgiven. I could say, I'm a good teacher. And some of you go, yeah, I've heard Rick for decades. He's a good teacher. But if I stood up here and said, by the way, I'm the only way your sins will be forgiven, I'm the only way you're getting to heaven, and I am God in human form, now you gotta make a decision. I'm either a nutcase or a total fraud, I'm no longer a good teacher. A good teacher would never claim that. Jesus could not possibly be just a good teacher. He's either a total fraud or he's who he claimed to be. There's no logical, rational option beside that. And I told you earlier, I'm betting my life that Jesus was telling the truth. What are you betting your life on? And I told you, feelings are highly unreliable. Now, I want to end with one more behold. I told you there are 1,275 of them. We just looked at a dozen. But in the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 3, Jesus says this. It's here on the screen. Behold, I'm standing at the door, at your door, the door of your life, and I'm knocking. I'm knocking. And if you hear my voice and you open the door, I'll come in and we'll fellowship. You can begin a friendship with God tonight. I'm not talking about religion, folks. I'm talking about a relationship to God. You were not made for a religion. Jesus didn't die for a religion. Jesus died because he made you, he loves you, he wants you in heaven with him. He came to be your savior. And there's no other way you're getting saved. And if you didn't need a savior, Christmas wouldn't have happened. For unto you is born the savior. He is Christ the Lord. You either, like Pilate said, behold the man. You either accept him or you reject him. You behold him or you betray him. You trust him or you crucify him. Those are the options. This Christmas, let me ask you, what are you giving Jesus for Christmas? It's his birthday. You're buying gifts for everybody else. What are you getting for the birthday boy? Can you imagine having a birthday buying gifts for everybody else but not the birthday boy or child? It's his birthday. What are you giving? You say, well, he's God. Yep. What do you give God? What do you give the God who has everything? He doesn't have your life unless you give it to him. He doesn't have your trust unless you give it to him. He doesn't have your love, allegiance, and loyalty unless you give. He doesn't have the honor he deserves. He gives you that option. What are you going to give Jesus for his birthday? Stop celebrating Christmas if you're not going to give him your gift, the gift that he wants from you. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to love him. He has never not loved you. And 1,000 years before you were born, he knew that on Christmas Eve 2022, you'd sit in a cold Saddleback church. And we'd have the coldest day of our year with the most rain. So he could say this to you, you matter to me. I love you. I've known every moment of your life. I made you. And I want a relationship with you. And that's why I went through all this that we just talked about. So you could be mine and be in part of my family. Let's bow our heads for prayer. I'm going to pray a simple prayer of trust. Maybe you've never opened your life to God, to Christ. Just follow me in this simple prayer. It doesn't matter. Words don't really matter. What matters is a humble attitude. But you might just say, dear God, you can say that God knows what you're thinking. You don't have to say it aloud. Dear God, thank you that you came to earth and became a human being so we could know what you're like, so we could see your full grace and your full truth, not just get a glimpse of you, but know what you're really like. And thank you, Jesus Christ, that you lived a perfect life so you could die for my imperfections. You lived a sinless life so you could die for all the stuff I've done wrong, all my sins. I find no fault in you. And thank you, Jesus, that you rose back from life. You raised yourself from death to defeat death, to show us that there's life after death, to give us the promise that we can live forever with you. Thank you for that. And God, I know your plan is not finished yet. Jesus, just as you said you'd come one day and you did, you said you're coming back one day and you will. And whether it's in my lifetime or I die and I've trusted you and have gone to heaven and you come in the future sometime, you're going to keep your word. But today I believe that you're standing at the door of my life and you're knocking. And I'm saying, okay, God, as best I know how, I want to know you. I want to know you. I open my life to you. And as much as I know, I ask you to come in inside of me. Fill me with your love. Fill me with your peace. Fill me with your presence. I don't want you to be moderately important in my life anymore, God. I want you to be the most important thing in my life because you made me and you have a purpose and plan for my life. So as humbly as I can say this, Jesus Christ, I ask you to be my Savior. I'm saying, yes, I behold and I believe. And I pray this in your name. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you so much for listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We've got some incredible news to share with you. Very generous friends have given a $100,000 matching grant to this ministry. That means all this month, every dollar you give to help Daily Hope share the transforming love of Jesus with people around the world will be matched up to $100,000. Here's Rick to tell you more.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Do you even know why we give Christmas gifts to each other? It's because God gave the first Christmas gift, the gift of His Son. God has been using you and your generous support to literally transform the lives of so many people who've never heard about the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. We couldn't do any of this without you, without your support. You know, I do this for free. I serve Daily Hope for free. We're 100% listener funded. And I want to thank you for being obedient to God when He tells you to give to Daily Hope. You might not think you've got a lot to give. It's the regular giving, month after month after month, that God multiplies. And thanks to all of you, we're reaching more and more people with the good news every day. So let me just say at this time of the year, I want to appreciate your partnership in this ministry. Any success that we have is because God is working through us together. Your prayers make a difference, your giving make a difference, and you telling other people about the program makes a difference. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Would you continue to pray for me? I really need your prayers. Pray that God will give me just the right words to say this next year as we go into a year of daily hope, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with people all around the world. Then let me know how you're doing. Let me know how we can pray for you. We have a prayer team here. It blesses me to hear from you. And so just write me, rick@pastorrick.com. It's real simple, rick@pastorrick.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for giving. Thanks for sharing. And thanks for caring. God bless you.
Remember, all this month, every dollar you give to help Daily Hope share the transforming love of Jesus with people around the world will be matched up to $100,000, but only till midnight December 31st. Anything not matched will be lost, so please give your best gift today. You can give right now by going to PastorRick.com or by calling 800-600-5004. We'll say thanks by sending you the brand new Daily Hope Prayer Journal. That's PastorRick.com. Or just call 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.